Coffee Break Italian, Season 1, Episode 16. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Ciao a tutti, sono Francesca.
Buongiorno, it's Katie.
We are delighted to be back with another episode of Coffee Break Italian, and you'll be pleased to know that we've moved on from those numbers. Yes, now that you all know how to count up to, what was it, 100,000 or something like that?
I think so.
Then we do not need to do any more numbers for the time being. No doubt we'll come across some numbers in context later on, but today we are doing something a little different. Perché oggi siamo nel negozio.
Che bello, facciamo shopping.
Facciamo shopping. That should give you a clue as to what il negozio is. Il negozio, Katie?
It's the shop, a shop.
It's the shop, yeah. So when you're on holiday or you're vacation in Italy, then you might find that you've forgotten something, or indeed you might just be enjoying the prospect of some souvenir shopping. In that case, you'll need to know how to deal with that in Italian. This will also give us an opportunity to look at some more patterns of the Italian language and help you express yourself better. Allora, siamo pronti?
Sì, prontissimi.
Cominciamo.
So, if you are going shopping in Italy, the chances are you might be entering a larger store, in which case you can just wander in and have a look around and decide what you want to buy. But of course, if you're entering a smaller store, then the chances are that you might be asked, "Can I help you?" Francesca, what's the most likely expression that an Italian would ask you for "Can I help you"?
It could be desidera.
Okay, let's hear that again.
Desidera.
Kitty?
Desidera.
So just in case you're going to go for a job in an Italian gift shop, Kitty, you need to know that one. Desidera. Literally, what do you desire?
Yes.
Desidera, or do you desire? Well, you could indeed, of course, ask for something then, which we'll go through in a moment. But there's another way that you might be asked this question, and it's similar, very similar to one that we've already heard.
Yes, it's like in English, "Can I help you?" Posso aiutarla?
Listen again to that.
Posso aiutarla?
Now, we've already heard the phrase, "Mi può aiutare?" Can you help me? So, "mi" is "me", obviously. "Può", "can you?" And that's the polite form. "Mi può aiutare?" That's another infinitive, to help. Literally, "to me, are you able to help?" Or "to me, can you to help?" But this time, we're changing it round. Can I help you?
Posso aiutarla?
So the "la" on the end of aiutare, we take off the final "e" and change it to "la". Posso aiutarla is the polite form of "you" in this context. Posso aiutarla? Can I help you? Let's try it one more time.
Posso aiutarla?
Posso aiutarla?
Good. Now, I often find that the best answer to this in a shop is, "I'm just having a look." "I'm just looking," or something like that. So, Francesca, how would we say, "I'm just having a little look"? What would be the easiest way of saying that?
The easiest way is, "Guardo solo."
Listen again.
Guardo solo.
Guardo solo.
So, "guardo" comes from the verb "guardare", which means to look. So, "I'm only looking." Guardo solo. Guardo solo. Now, "guardo" is when we change "to look", "guardare", to "I look", "guardo", just as we've done with "parlare", "to speak", becoming "parlo", "I speak". So, "guardo solo", "solo" being "only". So, I'm only looking. Guardo solo. But, Francesca, there might be another way of saying that that can help us to expand our ways of expression.
Of course. You could also say, "sto solo guardando".
Let's listen to that one again.
Sto solo guardando.
Sto solo guardando.
Excellent. Now, that is a little different. Listen carefully to, we can hear the "guardo" bit in there in a way. It's certainly coming from the same verb. But listen one more time to how Francesca says this.
Sto solo guardando.
Sto solo guardando. So what we're doing there is taking guardare and changing it to guardando. That's an A-N-D-O ending on that. Guardando. And combining it with sto. Sto guardando is the way that you would say, I am actually right now looking. So it's a continuous way of speaking. I am looking, sto guardando. And of course, we're adding in there solo for only or just. Sto solo guardando.
Sto solo guardando.
I'm just looking. Try it one more time.
Sto solo guardando.
Sto solo guardando. So can we do that with other verbs as well? For example, could I say sto parlando?
Esattamente. Sto parlando. I am speaking. Now, parlo can mean I speak or I'm speaking. But if you want to really reinforce the fact that right now, adesso, sto parlando con mia nonna. I'm speaking with my grandmother right now. That's why I can't come and do whatever it is you're wanting. So sto plus the ando ending of an are verb. Sto parlando. Sto
pensando.
Lovely. I am thinking. Sto
mangiando.
Ah, great one. Sto mangiando. I am eating. And there again with mangiare, which we've already come across, we're just taking off the are ending. So we keep the GI sound in there. Mangiando. Sto mangiando. I am eating. Now we're going to use this in a more developed way of responding to that question. Posso aiutarla? Can I help you? How would we say I am looking for something? Using that sto, and I'll help you by saying that the verb to look for is cercare. How would we say I am looking for something? Katie?
Sto cercando.
Perfetto. Okay, we'll hear that sto cercando in a conversation that we're now going to have. And we're going to be pretending that I am a tourist in an Italian shop and I am off to buy a postcard and a stamp. Francesca is the shop assistant. And Katie, you're going to be following this whole conversation and then we'll see how much you've understood afterwards. Okay?
Okay.
Let's begin then. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, posso aiutarla?
Sì, vorrei comprare questa cartolina.
Va bene, e ha bisogno anche di un francobollo?
Sì, per gli Stati Uniti.
Ecco il francobollo, desidera altro?
Sì, sto cercando anche un giornale in inglese.
Ah, mi dispiace, non sono ancora arrivati. Può tornare questo pomeriggio alle 5 circa?
Perfetto. Quant'è?
€1,40.
Ecco.
Grazie, arrivederci.
Ciao.
That was fairly tricky. I think there were a lot of phrases in there that we haven't learned yet.
There were quite a few words and phrases in there that we've not covered yet. So what we're going to do now is do the same conversation, but we'll slow it down a little. Okay, Francesca?
Okay, ripetiamo.
Ripetiamo. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, posso aiutarla?
Vorrei comprare questa cartolina.
Va bene. E ha bisogno anche di un francobollo?
Sì, per gli Stati Uniti.
Ecco il francobollo. Desidera altro?
Sto cercando anche un giornale in inglese.
Mi dispiace, non sono ancora arrivati. Può tornare questo pomeriggio alle 5 circa?
Perfetto. Quant'è?
€1,40.
Ecco.
Grazie.
Prego, arrivederci. Okay, Katie, was that any better that time?
I picked up a few more words, I think.
Okay. Let's go through it now. First of all, Francesca asked the question, can I help you? We've heard that one already.
Posso aiutarla?
So, can I help you? And I said, vorrei comprare questa cartolina. Now, we know vorrei, which means?
I would like.
And if we're in a shop, I say, vorrei comprare. What do you think comprare might mean?
To buy.
To buy, yes. So comprare is to buy. How would we say, Katie, I am buying?
Sto comprando.
Good. Okay. It's just checking that you have got that one. So, vorrei comprare, I would like to buy. And then I said, questa cartolina, una cartolina, is a postcard. So, I would like to buy this postcard. Obviously, I've taken the postcard off the stand, perhaps outside the shop, gone into the shop to pay, and I'm saying, vorrei comprare questa cartolina.
Vorrei comprare questa cartolina.
Okay, now, Francesca, the shop assistant, then asked me a different question, and this is something we've not heard before. Listen carefully to this.
Ha bisogno anche di un francobollo.
Okay, now, the word there at the end is our keyword for this sentence.
Un francobollo.
Un francobollo is a stamp. So let's try saying, vorrei comprare un francobollo.
Vorrei comprare un francobollo.
Or you could just say, I would like a stamp. You don't need to say, I would like to buy a stamp. How would you say, I would like a stamp?
Vorrei un francobollo.
Perfetto. So, francobollo, a stamp.
Francobollo.
But before we got to that francobollo, Francesca used a different construction, something we've never heard before. Listen again to this.
Ha bisogno anche di un francobollo.
Now, Katie, I want you to use your French here and see if you can work out what avere bisogno di qualcosa means.
Well, avere is to have.
That's right.
So is it like the French phrase to have need of something?
Absolutely. So avere bisogno di qualcosa is very similar to those of you who are familiar with French. To avoir besoin de quelque chose, to have need of something. So it's the way in which you say, do you need something? A bisogno, and then Francesca used anche, also, di un francobollo. Do you also need a stamp? Literally, do you also have need of a stamp? Avere bisogno di qualcosa. So how would you say, Katie, I have need of a stamp, or just I need a stamp.
Ho bisogno di un francobollo.
Bravissima.
Molto bene, sì.
Okay, so that's exactly right. Ho bisogno. Ho bisogno, I have need, or I need. Hai bisogno, you have need, in an informal sense. And in the formal sense, in this shop scenario, ha bisogno di. Asking the question, do you need a stamp? Ha bisogno di un francobollo?
Ha bisogno di un francobollo?
And Katie, how would you answer that? Yes, I do need a stamp. I need a stamp.
Sì, ho bisogno di un francobollo.
Perfetto. And in fact, I did need a stamp and I said where I needed a stamp for. Per gli Stati Uniti.
For the United States.
Esatto.
Just before we move on, is avere bisogno di something similar or linked to avere fame or sete at all?
Exactly, because it's another of these expressions that use avere, to have, when we use in English either to be, for example, with to be hungry, to be thirsty, or just another verb. In the case of avere bisogno, we say to need. Avere bisogno di qualcosa, avere sete, avere fame. These are all avere expressions in Italian. Okay, good question. Okay, so the stamp arrives. Francesca gives me the stamp.
Ecco il francobollo.
Using that lovely word, ecco. And then she says, do I need anything else or do I want anything else?
Desidera altro.
Yeah, she says, do I want or do I desire anything else? I wonder if we can work out how she could say, do you need anything else? We need to use a slightly different form there. Francesca, what would we say?
Ha bisogno di altro.
So, have you need of something else? Altro being the something else. Desidera altro. Ha bisogno di altro. Do you need something else? And in fact, I did need something else, or I was looking for something else. Katie, can you tell me what you think I might be looking for when I say sto cercando anche un giornale in inglese?
You're also looking for an English newspaper?
Well done. Un giornale, a newspaper. Il giornale, the newspaper, in inglese, in English. So I'm also looking for an English newspaper or a newspaper in English. Sto cercando anche un giornale in inglese. Of course, un giornale is linked to the word giorno. Giorno mean?
A day.
Yeah, un giorno. So un giornale is a daily newspaper. Un giornale.
Un giornale.
Okay. So in answer to the question, or in answer to the fact that I'm looking for a newspaper in English, Francesca gave me quite a complicated answer. Have a listen to this one.
No, it wasn't complicated.
Okay.
Mi dispiace, non sono ancora arrivati.
Okay, there's a key word in there, something that should help us understand this. Listen again, it comes towards the end.
Mi dispiace, non sono ancora arrivati.
Katie, can you work out what this might mean?
Did she say they haven't arrived yet?
Exactly. Arrivati. Arrivati, coming from arrivare, to arrive. So, how would you say I am arriving?
Sto arrivando.
Good. So you can use the same form with any are verb. But they haven't arrived yet. Non sono ancora arrivati. We're talking about the newspapers, I giornali. Mi dispiace, ma non sono ancora arrivati. It is quite complicated. We won't go into the construction there for the time being. But you've understood that they've not yet arrived. And indeed, Francesca suggests something that hopefully you'll understand.
Può tornare questo pomeriggio alle 5 circa?
Couple of words in there that we definitely know. First of all, pomeriggio.
Afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a number in there too. Alle cinque.
Five.
So alle cinque would be at?
5 o'clock.
In the afternoon. So what's Francesca asking me to do?
If you can come back around five.
Yeah, exactly. Può tornare, can you return questo pomeriggio, this afternoon, alle cinque circa. Circa's added in there as well. It means around, so around 5 o'clock. Let's hear the whole sentence.
Può tornare questo pomeriggio alle 5 circa?
Perfetto. So I then ask, how much is that in total? Looking at the cartolina and the francobollo, I say, quant'è? We've heard dove, which combines dove and è, where is it? And so if I say quant'è, it's combining quanto and è. How much is it? Quant'è?
Quant'è?
And the price was?
1,40 euro.
And since we know our numbers now, we can tell exactly what that is.
1,40 euro.
Yeah, you see, it's important to know those numbers. It was worth going through all that pain last night.
It definitely was.
So 1,40 euro, which I hand over, and I head off with my postcard and my stamp. Perfetto. Okay, we're going to take a short break there, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Here at Coffee Break Italian, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Vuoi fare un po' di pratica? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your Italian to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect, or in Italiano, la pratica rende perfetti. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian. A presto allora!
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Now, during our conversation there, we mentioned something about time. Francesca had said what time I should return at to get my English newspaper. And that phrase was?
Alle cinque. Può tornare questo pomeriggio alle cinque?
So at 5 o'clock. Alle cinque. And that will help us when we're talking about opening times and closing times, because it is quite often important to ask when a shop is closing. I know that certainly when I'm on holiday with my family, my children always decide that they want to check out the other tourist shops before coming back, always to that first one to buy the thing that they saw first. So we often have to ask, what time do you close? So how would we say, what time do you close at, or at what time do you close?
A che ora chiude il negozio?
We've heard il negozio. At the beginning of the lesson, we said, oggi siamo nel negozio. We are in the shop. So, il negozio, the shop. A che ora chiude il negozio?
A che ora chiude il negozio?
A che ora chiude il negozio?
So, chiude being close from the verb.
Chiudere.
And that's an interesting verb because it's not an are verb, but an ere verb. Chiudere. E-R-E at the end. Katie, I wonder, could you work out how you would say I am closing?
Sto chiudendo?
Yeah, exactly. So in that case, you don't say ando because it's not an are verb. You say endo because it's an ere verb. Sto chiudendo. I am closing. Very straightforward. So in answer to that question, a che ora chiude il negozio? Francesca, what are we likely to hear?
You can hear simply the time, alle cinque.
Alle cinque.
Or the whole sentence, il negozio chiude alle cinque.
And of course, if it closes at 5 o'clock, then we'll not get our English newspapers.
No.
When would the shop be likely to close?
It depends really, but it could be 7 or 8 or 9. And if you are at the seaside, midnight.
Oh, my goodness. So how would we say then, Katie, the shop closes at 8?
Il negozio chiude alle 8.
Perfetto.
And what about the shop closes at 9?
Il negozio chiude alle 9.
Benissimo. Okay, now that's how we ask what time does the shop close. What about what time does the shop open?
A che ora apre?
Let's hear that again.
A che ora apre?
A che ora apre?
So, a che ora apre? What time does it open? Or indeed, a che ora apre il negozio? What time does the shop open? Or a che ora apre la chiesa? If you're waiting to visit a church, a che ora apre...
La banca.
Perfetto, the bank. A che ora apre...
Il museo.
And so on. We've done lots of places in the town already, and we can use this very useful phrase to find out when they open. A che ora. And of course, we might hear, it opens at 10 o'clock.
Apre alle 10.
Or the bank opens at 11 o'clock, Katie.
La banca apre alle 11.
Alle 11.
Molto bene.
Okay. And what do you think this might mean? L'ufficio postale apre a mezzogiorno. So that's a new one. Mezzogiorno. It's the same as alle 12. Katie?
Midday.
Midday. Mezzogiorno. A mezzogiorno. And if we're talking about that beach shop that's going to close at midnight, Francesca, what would we say?
A mezzanotte.
Mezzanotte. So just be careful there. We've got mezzogiorno, because giorno is masculine, so it's mezzogiorno. But midnight is mezzanotte. Mezzanotte, because notte is feminine. So midnight.
Mezzanotte.
And midday.
Mezzogiorno.
Perfetto. Now, we've covered quite a lot in this episode, and we will go through it, but we'll do that in our bonus episode for this week. So that is all for this episode of Coffee Break Italian. Allora è tutto per oggi. That's all for today. Of course, you can join us on our bonus episode in which we'll be going through this episode and indeed introducing you to some extra vocabulary useful for going shopping in Italy. And you can find out more about that and all the bonus materials, including our lesson notes and the video version of this lesson, at coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
Remember, you can practice everything you've learned so far on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian.
And don't forget, you can find us on Twitter at Learn Italian.
We'll be back again soon with more Coffee Break Italian for you. In the meantime, grazie e arrivederci.
A presto, e io ho bisogno di un caffè adesso.
Anch'io.
Alla prossima, ciao.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.